فامدد لي في يوم حسابي يدا وانقذني من نار جحيم وهلال رمت شفيعا غير إمام الهدى.
Today I present to Imam Ali that I will always obey his commands. Imam Ali says, live amongst people in such a way that when you are alive, they pray for your company, and when you die, they weep over you.
MashaAllah. صلي على محمد ومحمد.
Live amongst people in such a manner that if you die, they weep over you. And if you are alive, they pray for your kind.
अपनी जहद जहद को छुपा कर रखना है.
Allah.
Best deed to a great man is to forgive and forget. आप सिर्फ promise करता हूँ.
Justice and fair play will bring more friends.
MashaAllah.
I love among us.
He issued the following instructions. Number one, always keep the fear of Allah in your mind. Remember that you have to meet Him one day. Let the fear of Allah guide you in all your activities against man, and your end will be towards Him and towards none else. Number two, do not fight against anybody unless he wishes to fight against you. During winter, travel in the mornings and give your army a rest in the afternoons. Number four, do not rush through journeys unless absolutely necessary. Number five, travel by easy stages and do not tire out your army during the journey. Number six, do not travel during the early part of the evening because Allah has meant this to be a time for rest and comfort, not for march and exertion. Make use of these hours to give rest to your body and mind. When you have rested, then begin your march with trust and faith in Allah in the early hours of the morning. Number seven, when you face your enemy, stand in the midst of your army, never alone. Do not be over anxious to fight, and do not behave as if you are craving for a combat, or aspiring for an encounter, enemy, or to evade an engagement, as if you are afraid or nervous. Number nine, keep my orders in mind and act accordingly until you get further instructions. Number ten, do not let the hatred and enmity of your opponents force you to a combat. Number 11, Do not begin a battle even if the enemy so desires, unless you have explored every avenue of enmity and goodwill and exhausted all the chances of a peaceful settlement. The religion of nature, it does not allow any kind of pluralism, even on the battlefield. How can such a religion allow one to be so cruel and become a terrorist, even if to kill the people of his own religion and become a suicidal attacker? If we grip these instructions given to us by our Masumi, we'll become more organized and never be a loser in any field of life. Thank you.
علي علي مولا علي غدا فامدد لي في يوم حسابي يدا وانقذني من نار جحيم وهل رمت شفيعا غير إمام الهدى إن صلاتي ثم صيامي إذا لم يشفع لي حيدر ضاعت سدى يشهد ربي أن بروحي لا
Him and his family were some of the first people to convert to Islam, and his mother and father were two of the first martyrs. Omar Yasser fought alongside the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali in mostly all battles, and he was killed in the Battle of Siffin by the forces of Muawiyah. Salam.
I'm
Fakhar.
I'm Zakir.
I'm Zohair.
I'm Sayyid.
Jabbar.
I'm Muhammad.
I'm Yasser.
MashaAllah, that's correct. Salawat. Okay, MashaAllah, that is correct also. So, yes. Next question. How many ways did Imam Ali worship God?
Three ways.
Three ways. Okay.
All of them?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, that's correct. Salawat. Why were Imam Ali's two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, making noise outside of Imam Ali's bed?
Because they saw the murder of Imam Ali and they were crying.
MashaAllah, good job, that's correct. Everyone got their questions right, it looks like we're all tied up here. Okay, so how was Imam Ali's dad different from other Imams? One final answer, guys. Okay, that's correct, MashaAllah. How was Imam Ali's rule different from other governments?
First of all, he believed in freedom. He did not believe in slaves. He believed in giving justice. And he didn't force anyone to get the rule. And he believed in equality.
MashaAllah, that's correct. What was, name two of the characteristics of Imam Ali's rule?
Justice and equality.
Okay, that's correct. MashaAllah. So how did Imam Ali defeat Amr and his army without any bloodshed?
He proved them wrong by words.
Okay, that's incorrect. The correct answer is he roared so loudly that all the enemies ran away. So at the end of that round, the three teams are tied up except for Team Salman Farsi. You guys gotta pick it up. Answer your guys' question. Who are the Kharij and what did they want?
Kharij were rebels and outlaws and they didn't want Imam Ali as their leader and they wanted to kill
him. That's correct, MashaAllah. The males and Zahar. Your guys' question. What are three types of worships?
Prayers, reading the Quran.
One of
the worship for desire for worship for out of fear, and the worship of gratefulness.
MashaAllah, correct. Salam. What was the name of Imam Ali's mother and father?
My mother's father's name was Hazrat Abu Khalid, and his mother's name was Fatma Binti Asmawis.
MashaAllah. How are servitude and slavery different?
Servitude is by by your money, and slavery is by force and forcing you to live.
MashaAllah, correct. Sorry, team, am I answering you guys' question? How did Imam Ali achieve success?
His generosity, his bravery, and his worship is by Allah. His worship is for Allah.
That's correct, MashaAllah. Salah. Who was the main person that the Caliphs before Imam Ali went to for help?
The Holy Prophet.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is the Caliphs before Imam Ali went to Imam Ali himself for help. Imam Ali al-Islam was the immediate successor of whom?
The Holy Prophet.
That's correct. Who was the assassin of Imam Ali?
Ibn Bojib.
That's correct, mashallah. What was Imam Ali al-Islam doing during the time he was assassinated? MashaAllah, correct. Salah. Can God give all the virtues to a person and no virtues to another? And give an explanation.
Yes, because God gives the virtues to Imam Ali, and then he never gave any virtues to Muawiyah.
MashaAllah, correct. Salah. Did Imam Ali prefer generosity or bravery?
Generosity.
Alright, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Imam Ali preferred both and he practiced both. Yeah, that was kind of a trick question. So that's the end of the quiz. Let's look at the score.
Camille Vincent is fourth, right there.
Okay, so team Omari Yasser is victorious. Gonna have to have a tiebreaker.
Yes.
So, can I get someone from the audience to ask a question?
Love. Yeah.
Anyone?
Love. Yes. Okay. Other than Madinah Qom, what was one of the events where the Prophet declared Imam Ali as his successor, either directly or indirectly?
Repeat the question. Loudly.
Other than Ghadir Khum, what was one of the other events where the Holy Prophet وسلم, declared Imam Ali to be his successor, either directly or indirectly?
If you guys don't get this, the Team Salman Farsi will get a chance to steal. So Team Salman Farsi, you guys start thinking.
Hey, we're taking a guess, we're saying the Battle of Khaybar.
That was the one with Mahab, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not exactly
perfect with
the...
Yes.
That was it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Alright, can I get someone else to get a big question for Team Salman Farsi? I think Shabir Uncle has a question.
When was Imam Ali martyred? It could be any of those two dates, when he was struck with the blade and when he was martyred.
That's a good question. Okay, I think they were. Okay.
Is there a question?
Is there a question? No, because we're having a time right now.
died, yeah, like he got stroke like from the like the sword. He got hit or attacked on the 19th of Ramadan, and he died on the 21st.
MashaAllah,
salallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Okay, it's still tied, so we're gonna ask another question. Anyone? You guys, I think this is gonna be a hard one.
So, why the war of Jamal is called Ghazwa Jamal?
Can I have another question? Maybe anything. Is it
from the book?
No, he's asking why this the Jamal, Jamal, Jamal is called Jamal. What is it? Why is it named Jamal? Okay, next question. Okay. What happened in Siffin? Why Imam Ali al-Islam? He was the bravest person and he had a Malikesha personality like him and strong people with him. And why they stopped war with Muawiyah and that he was very close to be killed? What was the stupidity of foolishness of the people? Why did he? Okay. Why the Siffin was Imam Ali couldn't win? He could not win the Siffin.
Is it because some people
is it because some people from Imam Ali's army turned against him and they started rebelling against him? However, they also wanted to kill Muawiyah, so they were like in the middle.
It means they don't understand Imam Ali al-Islam fully. That's why. Okay, if we don't understand about Imam Ali al-Islam, what will happen if he reappears? Okay, we will go against him maybe.
Yeah, mashallah, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, so I think both tied up a bit.
Yeah, I think.
Okay,
Okay, one more question for our team. Can you
hear me?
Let's make it a simple one this time. So.
Okay. Other than the Khawarij, who was Imam Ali's major enemy, and where was his capital?
Okay, just say one answer. Just say Bob or something. Say the first.
Any name, Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, some names. There were a lot of enemies.
Maybe Mordia?
اسلام کے بچانے میں کس قدر امپورٹنٹ رول ادا کرتی رہی ہیں تو میرے دل میں یہ خیال ہوا کہ آج کیلگری کی خواتین جو ایکٹیو نظر آ رہی ہیں اور ان کی جو آج کی کوشش ہے وہ ان کے اس تمام کوشش کے پیچھے ساری کی ساری خواتین ہیں اور اس سے مجھے میرے دل کو ایک نرم پیدا ہوا ہے کہ اگر اسلام کو وہ خطرہ ہوا اور کبھی بھی اسلام کے دشمنوں نے اسلام پہ حملہ کرنے کی کوشش کی تو کیلگری کی خواتین اپنے بچوں کو اس طرح سے تربیت دے رہی ہیں اور وسط سے آگے نہیں کہ اسلام کو انشاءاللہ بچانے میں سب سے آگے ہوگی. آج کے اس پروگرام میں خواتین کے رول کے طور پہ جو جن خواتین نے کردار ادا کیا ہے اس میں بس بالخصوص بہن tiny masjid jinki jinka sara ye idea tha aur uske baad phir behan Sadia behan Asma aur Dr. Romela ye sab khawateen ek tarah se leadership role ada kar rahi hain apna jiske liye Allah taala ke huzur mein main dua karta hu ke sab ko Allah taala is koshish ka behtareen ada ata farmaye آج کے پروگرام کی ایک خاص بات یہ تھی بالکل ٹائم سے شروع ہوا اور وعدہ کیا گیا تھا کہ دو گھنٹے کے اندر ختم ہو جائے گا تو دو گھنٹے میں چند منٹ باقی ہیں اگر زیادہ دیر ہے جو نہیں ہوگا آپ لوگوں کے درمیان اور جو ریفریشمنٹ کا انتظار کیا اس کے درمیان بچوں نے جس طرح سے اپنی کوششوں کا اظہار کیا ہے وہ بھی بہت ہی قابل ہے توجہ اور قابل دید ہے اور مجھے بہت پوٹینشیل نظر آتا ہے بچوں میں اور اگر ہم لوگ ذرا سی کوشش کریں تو انشاءاللہ یہی لوگ امام زمانہ کے ساتھی میں شامل ہوں گے انشاءاللہ
تشهد خيبر أنت الأجدر بها آيا لما أجبه إلن أدال أفتايا غير أبي السبطين علي وهايال كان سواءه يذكر
اور ہماری بیٹوں کو تکلیف دیں گے ان سے बढ़कर और अच्छे अच्छे काम करें। और आप सबका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया और कि इतनी कोशिशें की हैं आपने और माशाल्लाह आज मुबारक में इतने बच्चे नजर आ रहे हैं जो आगे बढ़ने की कोशिश में है। और हम इंशाल्लाह आपके साथ साथ हैं, जैसे आज कहीं हम हाजिर हैं और कोशिश करेंगे कि आइंदा आगे से आगे जितना भी वर्गला बच्चों में बढ़ता जाए।
فتفت بمديحك مولاي السوار نورك من أنوار الله انتشأت ملأ الدنيا أغطى نور القمر نفسك نفس الهادي طأها الأغار وبك اكتمل الدين وعم الظفار ذكرك خالد حبك شاهد علي ذكرك خالد حبك شاهد علي 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 مولاي علي علي مولاي علي علي مولاي علي من أدال أبتايا غير أبي السبطين علي وذليال كان سواه يذكر فيها الأتايا كيف يقارن أي زعيم بمآيا نفس الهادي حيث زكاها البتايا يظهر منك إمام هادي المتاع خير العباد بعد الهادي علي خير العباد بعد الهادي علي تسألوا شافتايا من نورك تتعجب من هيبتايك خسرت كلها والربحت شيعتايك يوم حسابي هذا جوابي عليك يوم حسابي هذا جوابي عليك علي علي مولا جهان مثل ندي بسرقت أدي شوقها باي عمي بسرقت أدي شوقها باي عمي علي علي مولا علي علي مولا شفيعا غير إمام الهدى
علي مولا الشيعي.